listener production.
Census shows migrant milestone. Vaping lobbyist linked to Liberal gifts. Abortion fees under spotlight. An inquiry hears of army assault rates. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Pray. I'm Nina Copel, and here's your news headlines for today, Tuesday, June 28. Number 1. Climate activists have vowed to continue with a full week of protests after disruptive action in Sydney's CBD saw 10 arrests and a driver ram demonstrators with a car. About 60 members of Blockade Australia converged on Sydney's CBD using found objects such as chairs, sandwich boards, and traffic barricades to block traffic. A young woman from Lismore, which endured record floods earlier this year, parked her car across the entrance to the harbour tunnel and placed a bike lock around her neck and the steering wheel. "I've watched much devastation with 2 1-in-100-year floods. This is climate change. I cannot stay silent anymore," she said in a live stream. 10 people were charged under new anti-protest laws, with penalties of up to $22,000 or 2 years jail, with police reviewing CCTV to identify more protesters. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan said the behaviour of the protesters was, quote, "nothing short of criminal." Police are also reviewing footage of a driver of a large SUV appearing to ram multiple protesters. Australian Lawyers Alliance spokesperson Greg Barnes said the laws are unlikely to deter committed activists, who would view increased penalties, quote, "as a bull sees a red flag." Tasmania last week passed similar anti-protest laws, with revelations that forest and mining groups were given the unusual opportunity to provide politicians confidential briefings. Similar laws have been proposed in Victoria as states pass laws to protect business interests from the growing urgency of protesters seeking to address the climate crisis. It comes as new data shows Australia's greenhouse gas emissions again grew in 2021, up by 0.8%. Number 2. Results from the Australian census will today show that for the first time, more than half of the population was born overseas, and less than half of the country identifies as Christian. Results from the 2021 census will be released in a live-streamed event at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time today. The Australian population reached 25.4 million last year, up by more than 2 million people since the last census in 2016. For the first time, more than 50% of Australian residents were born overseas or have an immigrant parent. India moved past China and New Zealand to become the second most common source country of migrants, behind only England. COVID-19 led to an 80% decrease in the number of overseas visitors, with 61,860 in 2021 compared to more than 315,000 in 2016. Also for the first time, fewer than half of Australians identified as Christian, with 44% in that group, down from 52% 5 years earlier. 39% of Australians now identify as non-religious, up from 30% in 2016, and almost double the 22% from a decade ago. In the first census to collect data since they were allowed in Australia, almost 24,000 same-sex marriages were officially recorded, while marriage overall is less prevalent than ever. The millennial generation is now the equal largest, matching baby boomers with 5.4 million in each group. Number 3. Donations from a national vaping lobby group to the Liberal Party were declared as personal gifts from its director on electoral returns. According to electoral records, the Liberal Party received a total of $44,000 from 33-year-old Sydney man Brian Marlowe last financial year. Marlowe is the director of Legalise Vaping Australia, an offshoot of libertarian activist group the Australian Taxpayers Alliance. The donations were made as part of a series of, quote, roundtable events with coalition MPs, including Marlowe's friend Liberal Senator Holly Hughes, but the disclosure forms make no mention of Legalise Vaping Australia or any vaping interests. Hughes chaired a Senate committee inquiry into vaping in late 2020. In which she said that vaping was a form of tobacco harm reduction that had helped her go 60 days without a cigarette. Hughes claimed her friendship with Marlowe has nothing to do with her stance, saying this might come as a shock to some people, but there are women in the Liberal Party who have their own minds and are able to determine what they feel about an issue. Number 4. Women are still being forced to spend $620 to obtain a surgical abortion in some states, despite the fact it is available under Medicare in Australia. In New South Wales, one of the largest providers, Murray Stopes, offers an abortion in the first trimester, starting at $620 for those with Medicare. For those who do not have a card, such as asylum seekers on temporary protection visas, they could face upfront costs of more than $800. Independents Monique Ryan, Zali Stegall, and other crossbench MPs are considering asking the Parliamentary Library to research abortion costs, availability, and legislative framework in each state with a view to future reform. It comes as protests are organised this week across Australia against the US Supreme Court overturning the right to abortions. And number 5. The Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide Hearings in Townsville has heard of, quote, occasional instances of assaults, bullying, and sexual assault. In the past year, up to 52 incidents were recorded at Australia's largest army base, Laverick Barracks, the inquiry heard. The commissioners were also told that within the defence medical system, the average wait time was 4 weeks to see a psychologist, 6 weeks for a GP, and 8 weeks for a psychiatrist. It comes as the Department of Veteran Affairs makes public a report revealing a backlog of 37,000 applications for compensation from veterans, with the new minister accusing the former government of keeping the document secret. That's it for Post today, Tuesday, June 28. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.